It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, we made it to a Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. And yes, it is a Meat Friday, even though we've got about 10 inches of snow outside. Tyler, the moderator, has been out there this morning, built a fire. And we got the grills fired up, by the way. It's ribeyes and curly fries. Whoa. Who's Let's got it go. Better than us?
Nobody.
Yeah. Could be snow beers later on today.
Yo, let's get it going.
Eat it, McLovin.
Yeah. Welcome to the program. If I would have told you last Friday, this is going to happen. This is coming up in the next 5 to 6 days, that the Jets are going to have a big lead on Tampa Bay. Tom Brady will lead Tampa Bay on a 90-yard drive with 2 minutes to go, no timeouts, to win the game. But that's not going to be the biggest story out of the game. Not even close. There will be a wide receiver who will disrobe during the game and quit his team. That's where we are. And also, the media will be defending Aaron Rodgers for the MVP award. All of that's happened. I don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but this is why the NFL is so popular. It's a reality show, like a true reality show. The other reality shows aren't real. They stage their reality. This is the NFL. You can't script any of this. And here we are with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champs, Antonio Brown on the outside looking in. They try to get everything together to play Carolina and then figure out what's going to happen once they get into the first round of the postseason. Aaron Rodgers is going to play this weekend, and I think it has a lot to do with winning the MVP. Now, you can say you don't want to get too rusty. And I understand that, you know, as the number one seed, you don't want to be off for a couple of weeks and then try to hit the ground running, because usually those teams that are dangerous in the postseason are the ones who have had to struggle to get into the postseason. They've been playing playoff-like football. But here we are on a Friday morning, and who knows what happens this weekend. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch, you can. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. If you wait for Todd to give his limericks, well, you don't have to wait anymore, because Todd has made six different limerick greeting cards, his and her birthdays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, and a win or lose, we celebrate limerick. Your bundle of limericks. Don't worry about buying greeting cards for the rest of the year. Also, a new t-shirt is available at danpatrick.com/controversial t-shirt. Will be unveiled a little bit later on the website. Go to danpatrick.com. Also, sign up for the newsletter as well. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question with Fritzy doing the honors will be coming up shortly. So the Buccaneers officially parted ways with Antonio Brown yesterday, and there was talk that the Bucs would hold off on releasing him until after the season. They would certainly like to keep him off another contender's roster, but if he does need ankle surgery, then that's why the Bucs decided to cut ties early. Now we'll see if Brown's career can continue elsewhere. He's 33, still is highly productive, and you can make a case that this is a receiver put together a run during his prime that matches almost any receiver in history. But the twists and turns are so bizarre, and it's been ugly. They part ways, and you would have thought if he was going to be able to survive, you have Bruce Arians, who is a player's coach, chill coach, and you have Tom Brady. And Tom wanted to have Antonio Brown, wanted to have him in New England, got him in Tampa Bay. They won a Super Bowl. And, of course, wherever Antonio Brown is, he eventually burns down the house. It seemed like his career was over before, but he's come back. And as wild as this week has been, it's probably not enough to scare away a contender from adding a still talented but troubled wide receiver. And if you look at Antonio Brown's history, you know, when you start to go, he said, like, are you on Bruce Arians' side? Are you on Antonio Brown's side? Now, do I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers knew about his ankle? Yes, I do. Do I think that he was being asked to get shot up with a painkiller and a potentially dangerous drug? That's not a new thing. You've been around the league for a decade. You know about Toradol. I'm not buying that. But everything else that's attached to this, do I think that Bruce Arians did the throat-cutting gesture to him? I think he probably just said, get the F out of here. And Bruce addressed that. But, you know, this is what Antonio Brown does. It's never his fault. Every other stop, it's not his fault. It's somebody else. If I look at what's the common denominator out of all of this, it's Antonio Brown. But you go back to December of 2018. This is the last 3 years. Deactivated from the Steelers, week 17. He threw a football at Ben Roethlisberger in practice. Then later in February 2019, met with the Steelers. They agreed to move on. Traded to the Raiders. He was placed on the non-football injury list. Frostbite on his feet for cryotherapy treatment. August, missed the Raiders training camp due to a... Remember the helmet? Wanted to have his own helmet, and the NFL said, no, you can't. Released from the Raiders after Instagram post asking for his release. And then September 9th, 2 days later, signs with the Patriots. An ex-trainer accuses him of sexual assault. Sports Illustrated reports a second incident of sexual misconduct. September, he was released by the Patriots. January of 2020, charged with felony burglary and battery, two misdemeanors, pleaded no contest. July of 2020, suspended 8 games, multiple violations, the NFL's personal conduct policy. October 2020, signed a one-year deal with the Buccaneers, caught 5 passes February 7th, including a TD. The Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, re-signed with the Buccaneers in May. December, suspended 3 games for violating the NFL COVID-19 protocols. misrepresented his vaccination status. And then, do I still have time on the show?
We're about to wrap it.
January 2nd, took his equipment off, ran off the field, and Bruce Arians says that he's no longer a Buccaneer. Then he says the Bucs tried to make him play through an ankle injury, which is why he abruptly left the game. I'm going to go back, and there's a moment, I think there's 6 minutes and 36 seconds left in the third quarter. And Tom Brady walks down the sidelines, and Antonio Brown has his arms, he's leaning back on the bench. And I said, man, I think he's checked out. And Tom says something to him, and I think he basically blew off Tom Brady. And what happened at halftime, he was upset about Gronk getting more targets, and he wasn't getting his targets. And then he had to be calmed down at halftime by his teammates. And I think Tom is probably going, this is on me. I'm his babysitter here. But Tom, I think, was asking him, with just under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, like, you ready? Are you going to be here? And it looked like, felt like Antonio Brown was saying, no, I'm out. And then it was a couple minutes later where Bruce Arians finds out that Antonio Brown doesn't want to go back in. And, you know, Bruce Arians was walking us through this. I don't think he wanted to talk about it. He talked about it Sunday after the game and said, that's it. You know, I want to talk about the people who do play. You know, we sent a note to the Buccaneers yesterday, and we said we'd love to have Bruce on, but if he doesn't want to come on, he should get out in front of this and at least explain his side of the story. Well, here is part of that press conference yesterday where Bruce Arians met with the media.
We let Antonio go today just to clear you up on some things that happened. At no point in time during that game did he ever ask the trainer or doctor about his ankle. He never went through. That's the normal protocol. You go through protocols during games. I was never notified of it. So obviously that was the disturbing thing when we were looking for him to go back into the game. All right. He was very upset at halftime about who was getting targeted. Got that calmed down. Players took care of that. It started again on the sideline. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. I then went back, approached him about what was going on. I ain't playing. What's going on? I ain't getting the ball. That's when I said, you're done. Get the F out of here. That's the end of it. We're working on Carolina. That's the end of the story. Hopefully it ends today.
Oh, it's not going to end today. Because AB is going to try to bring down whoever he can bring down. But it does make sense what Bruce is saying, because the head coach is not dealing with wide receivers during a game. Like, he's on a headset. He's all in on the game. The only guy he's probably talking to is his quarterback. The only player would be Brady. Other than that, you know, you have a position coach whose job is to talk to the wide receivers. Not Bruce Arians. But that's why when Brady was sort of taking inventory there in the third quarter and he realized what had happened at halftime with AB, and he's trying to make sure that he keeps him on the same page. And then soon after that, when Bruce finds out that Antonio does not want to go back in the game, and he's like, get the F out of here. Now, AB thinks that he's given him a throat slash, which I can't imagine somebody in their 60s on the side, like, he's going to do a throat slash. But whatever AB sees, feels, thinks, he's always right and everybody else is wrong. It's a mess because somebody got selfish. All you have to do is stay on board 5 weeks. That's it. You're going to get playoff money, maybe another Super Bowl check. Maybe another contract, maybe with somebody else. And here we are again. And I'm sure somebody's going to take a chance on AB, 33 years of age. But he burns down houses. He's an arsonist, man. Yes, he.
It's funny, too, because the text message with Alex Guerrero that he leaked,
yeah,
where he was talking about the $100,000 that he's owed, Alex Guerrero actually comes off as a pretty good guy. He's just like, okay, cool. Let me know where to send your money.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, yeah, I'm going to give it back to you. Just let me know where to send it.
Yeah.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah.
He came off like a great guy.
Yeah, Paul.
I'll tell you, going forward, any coach, executive, player is going to be very careful texting back and forth with Antonio Brown because they know it's going to be leaked on the media a week later.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yep. So Tom Brady was asked about how he feels about Antonio Brown's situation.
Tom, how hurt are you by what transpired in the last week with Antonio Brown for a guy that's went out of his way to bring him here, to do everything you can for him?
I think there's a lot of personal, obviously, feelings. I don't think there's really a week to discuss it, though. So, you know, I'm just going to do the best I can do as quarterback of the team and try to put together a great week, finish strong. You just always deal with different things over the course of the season. That's what we're doing this week.
And this comes down to he had incentives that needed to be met. There's a report by Adam Schefter that AB's agent reached out to the Buccaneers and said, can you guarantee his last 2 weeks? And they said, no. But right there laid the groundwork. And it felt like Antonio Brown was not going to play or he had something devised here prior to the game. Then he's in a hotel with a woman violating COVID protocol. You know, the Daily Mail in London is reporting that story. You know, they're a tabloid newspaper. They're usually covering the Royals, not the Buccaneers. But Brady was also asked about, you know, the targets that his receivers get in a game.
Are you aware of who's targeted? Apparently, B.A. said that he was upset at halftime about his lack of targets.
I think you'd always like to target, you know, you want to get everybody involved, obviously, and I think the receiver position is, they're a long ways from the football, you know, when you stand out there. So, as a quarterback, you obviously do the best you could do, you know, try to read the coverage and try to find the open guy, and you realize that guys are going to be open, and unfortunately, you don't get it sometimes, and other times, you know, you make bad reads, and you make bad throws, and it's part of playing football, playing quarterback.
Oh, didn't have to be this way. All he had to do, just be a good soldier. And the fact that Brady, the previous year, helped you get $250,000. Three shovel passes in the final 2 minutes of a blowout win. Brady gifted you $250,000. And now you're going to hold him accountable for not throwing the ball to you? Well, could you play or not play? Because does it matter if Tom goes, hey, I want you in there. I'm going to target you. He's telling us he needs surgery and he can't play. How the hell are you going to get these catches if you can't play? Yeah, boy.
Tom's seen it and done it all. Tom Brady has had a press conference for everything. He's had press conferences where he's asked about Aaron Hernandez. Deflategate, Spygate, you know, Gronkowski in the old days when Gronkowski would show up, you know, the things.
If I would have said a wide receiver is going to take off his clothes during a game, you might have thought it would have been Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's always Antonio Brown.
Tom's like, must be thinking, when can I have a clean, easy year? Just a couple wins.
Yeah, I know. He's got a Rolodex of speeches. Like, what's the controversy? Wide receiver taking off his clothes. What? Yeah. He quit. He quit on. Okay. Well, you know what? I try to share the ball, and, you know, I'm not aware of who's getting the number of targets, but, you know, we try to find the open man. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you forgot something. No matter how much someone screws you over or your team, whatever, you always have to end with, and we wish them the best going forward. You have to wish people the best going forward.
Empower your investment portfolio with opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller is a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now, Impeller is your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/Impeller. We'll come up with a poll question. We're even taking suggestions from the audience because I think they think that you guys aren't capable. Who would have thought McLovin was going to be this valuable to this program? But there are some...
Nobody. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
It's the other thing.
Sorry.
My bad.
Okay. But we'll try to settle on a poll question. Oh, our good buddy Sean Salisbury will join us coming up in a little bit as well. We'll dive into some other things of how much is Caleb Williams worth on the open market. That didn't take long for my words to ring true. Hey, I'm in the transfer portal, sort of. There's no salary cap. for name, image, and likeness. Have that story for you coming up. And Baker Mayfield doesn't want to be anybody's puppet. We'll talk about that as well. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll talk to our good buddy Sean Salisbury here in a moment. We had a lot of snow overnight. You know what's interesting? When you know, the weather forecasters will say, hey, expect a blizzard here, and then it doesn't happen, and then we're mad at the weather forecasters. So last night, those who predict the weather said maybe 3 to 5 inches. Well, it's probably 8 to 10. So now we're mad at them. Like, they underestimate it. It's when they overestimate, and you're like, oh, did you see that? They were so wrong about the blizzard. And then now they go, maybe 3 to 5 inches, and you get 8 to 10, and they're like, oh, did you see that? And they missed it so badly. Like, do you want...
And I like, too, that people are like, you got one job. How hard is it to figure out the weather? It's impossible. It's the weather. Who the hell knows what clouds are doing? Impossible.
In all seriousness, do you think some weathercasters will kick it a little higher so it's less? Like, always... Like, you know how you lie about your height as a quarterback?
Yeah.
If you thought it's going to be 5 inches, do you say 8 to kind of make people care about the weather or prepare?
I think you always go to the extreme.
Skew higher.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, Tom.
But there's no real repercussions. They could just say at the last minute it curved to the right or the jet stream took it that way. So they always have an excuse as to why they've told you one thing and at the last minute it changed course for some reason.
And there's always the guy who's got the truck that he is prepared for this day. You know, he can go 50 miles an hour. He's got the winter tires. He's got like 68 lights on his truck. And like
that's blinding everyone, by the way. When he's driving.
And he is, I'm a badass. Yeah, this is why I got the truck here. Meanwhile, I got my flashers on and I'm driving like I'm 90 years of age. Like, and this guy's right on my tail. Yes, Paulie.
Dan, I'm not saying I'm that guy, but I'm that guy's like little brother. I like it. I like to be prepared. I got the snow tires on, and if people are going too slow, I kind of push the envelope a little bit. I'm kind of that guy.
Jerk.
I know.
All right, we'll settle on a poll question. If you'd like to help Fritzy, you can. You can dial us up and make your suggestion. Let's get to Sean Salisbury, who I don't think has seen snow in a long time.
Oh, you guys are so stupid, man. I'm sitting here thinking all I care about is the cumulonimbus cloud, Dan. Whatever. I remember that when I was like in the seventh grade. Here, the cumulonimbus. I don't know if that means it's going to rain or it's the fluff cloud. I haven't seen snow in a while, but I damn well tell you, I played in the Peg, dude. So you know I know what snow's all about. You
oh,
know
that's
that.
Right. Winnipeg. Yeah. And you spent some time in Minnesota.
A day or two, or a year or two, or five or six. Yeah, I was there for a minute.
Former NFL USC quarterback and host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Have you ever had a bad teammate?
Bad to the point where it was like you looked at him and said, man alive. Teammates who've been through some difficult times, yeah, Dan, but I try to recall a guy that you just looked at and said, this is a horrible human being. Why is he in our locker room? No, I haven't. Now, there's guys that'll do something saying, damn, what the hell is he doing? Or have had their run-ins. But I don't ever remember, as I sit here today going through the 28 teams I was on or the little less, I don't remember having a teammate that I thought, you know, and people do wrong things, but where I said, what a bad guy. And he's just a horrible, horrible human being. Nah, I don't recall ever having one that I thought that about.
But there are situations, obviously, with Antonio Brown where you have a guy,
right.
But he's talented. Therefore, that guy always gets another chance and always gets.
Yep.
Does Antonio Brown get another chance?
You can never say no, Dan, because you just hit it. The desperate measures or teams that are in a desperate situation or trying to save a win or save a job, the guy's gifted. The truth is... And it may keep him out, I don't know, because of what the problems he's had, four organizations now. He is as gifted as it gets, so you'd say, I can be the guy that fixes him. He'll act right for us. But there's been so much, we've seen this movie before, it's like Fast and the Furious 9 with him. And I personally, if I was a general manager, the migraine headache for me, Dan, is way too big. It now outweighs the talent. Used to be flipped, he's 33 now, he's still got game. But I say to myself, is he going to walk into my locker room and is he going to disrupt it more than he helps it on the field on Sundays? I'm not willing to do that. But I'm telling you right now, I refuse to say never or always in sports. It will not shock me if somebody says, you know what, man, he can get us 50 catches. I'd probably be more surprised if it's over than it's not. But I wouldn't want anything to do with it right now. Too big a headache.
But if you can't stay on course with Brady and Bruce Arians, then there's no other, you know, maybe Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know. It just, this isn't a headache. This is a cancer.
Oh, you know, it's a bad thing, Dan. And you start to wonder, you look around and say, when do you does the ingrate part of you take a step back and say, you know what? And that's why people get into mental health. I don't get into that. It's above my pay grade on where is mental. I know that there's something not right there, obviously. But this is a Dan, if you put it this way, if he was 30% less talented, he'd have been out of the league a long time ago. It's the fact that people keep hanging on to that. And I get it. And we all root for people to get right success. But you're right. You think, I mean, this is like the last hurrah. We're thinking Brady and Bruce Arians, and then thinks, but there is Andy Reid, who's a great second chance or 12th chance giver. But we're at the point now, Dan, where I think you throw your hands up and say, listen, man, is he really going to be that big of a difference on our team? And if I was getting paid to be a GM, my answer is absolutely not.
And I know that wide receivers, well, anybody, tight ends as well, everybody wants their touches. You know, in basketball, I got to have my touches. Antonio Brown has an incentive-laden contract here. And, you know, I don't like those because you get into situations like this where you go, right. Hey, I got X number of catches or I need a touchdown. Like, come on, you got to feed me the ball. And it's to the detriment, you know, becomes a selfish gesture. And that's what this turned into. That if his contract was guaranteed, there's no incentives there or there was nothing he could reach, then he's probably still on the team. But I don't even know if – could he have gone back into the game if he has an ankle that needs surgery right now? So I'm trying to understand. Bruce was going to put him back in. He says, I'm not going back in because I'm not getting my touches. Could he have gone back in if this ankle has to have surgery? There's something that's missing here.
No question, Dan. There's always something more to this story, especially when it surrounds Antonio Brown, right? And I don't know the Tampa situation, the doctors, what they said, but he went out to walk through the day before, was ready to go, as Bruce Arians had texted him, like you ready to go, and he was playing, and then walked off. And so you start to think, well, was it the frustration that they didn't guarantee his incentives, and then that kind of boiled over because he wasn't seeing the ball the way he wants? And listen, quarterbacks get to a point at the end of a game, hey, he needs a catch to make $1 million. Well, it's like, okay, let me get him that catch. But you got more big, you got bigger things to do when you're trying to win a game than think, we're in the middle of the second quarter. How many times have I thrown it to AB? That's usually not a priority. And Dan, but this is self-inflicted. And think about this. You hit it. Guess what he always used to have? Guaranteed contracts. Raiders and Pittsburgh. I mean, when I talk about all those bones, he had a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of money up front, was making a lot of money. So guess who created the fact that we have to put incentives in his contract in order for him to raise his salary? Him.
Yeah.
And if you can't, listen, we may not all like the rules, but if you can't live by them, it's time for you to probably choose another career, because you can only get so many chances. Talent's an amazing thing, but there comes a point in time when you're more of a major disruption. It ain't a speed bump now. This is a mountain, not a molehill. And it's time to move on. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have done the right thing by moving on.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Browns, with Baker Mayfield, with his head coach, Kevin Stefanski. You know, you have a report by Mary Kay Cabot, well-respected journalist in town, saying that, you know, if he doesn't get assurances, then he's going to ask for a trade. He hasn't earned that right, that privilege to be able to ask this, but then he says, hey, this is clickbait, and, you know, I'm not your puppet here.
Right.
This isn't going to end well for Baker Mayfield. But what do you do if you're the Cleveland Browns?
Dan, I've pounded the table for him, and I've probably talked about this over the last 4 years. I have. I've pounded the table thinking, I do believe it's been such a roller coaster ride, not only off the field with media, but on the field with injuries and performance. And this one second you're like, eh, the next thing you're like, oh, this has got a chance to be a $40 million player. You can't pay him $40 million. So if that's what he's looking for of those assurances, he's not going to get that. Now, the question is, if you decided to get rid of Baker Mayfield, Dan, and you know this, what am I going to replace him with? Is it Kirk Cousins? Are you going to get into the Deshaun Watson? Okay, I get that. But you got to remember that those guys are hard to find, meaning the elite five or six. Baker's in another class. Dan, and then the irony of this is he tried to go out and play the tough guy role, and I get it, because we're always saying, we got to have you play hurt and injured are two different things. I need you on the field. So you try to fight through it, and in trying to fight through it, he not only cost himself, but probably cost his team. I'm not ready to quit on Baker Mayfield, Dan. As a player. I'd like to see him healthy and full go, but I agree with you. It hasn't ended well in Cleveland much of the time since Bernie Kosar and that group left. It's been a while. Yeah. Great fans. I'm not going to quit on him, but I will tell you, more than any time they have in the last 4 years, they are going to evaluate this position. Now, you don't stand in the middle with Baker. It's either you love him or you don't. I still decide that I think he can be a player. I do, but I can't pay him what Watson and Prescott pay. But you may be stuck with it and say, okay, let's give him another chance healthy. But if you're going to replace him, you damn well better know who you're going to go after. And it's hard to find guys that are a top 12, 15 quarterbacks, let alone guys that are top 5 or 6. He's got a ways to go to prove himself, and he's really not in a major position to demand it. But I do respect his toughness and the way he plays. I'm going to side with the fact that Cleveland's going to run with him one more year, but I still don't know how that's going to end, Dan.
Would you rather have Kirk Cousins in Cleveland than Baker Mayfield?
No, I mean, Cousins is a numbers guy. I've always said that, and I respect him, but Cousins is the guy that'll, and he played better this year. He did. I mean, he's always put up numbers. But Danny's only got me to January. I always say Baker can get me to January. Most of the time, I think so can Cousins. Can they be the guy who says, for a month, well, I'm going to load you up on my back, and there's a handful of those guys, and get you to February? And I think Cousins, he'll go in there and throw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. But at the end of the day, you sometimes feel like he's like Xbox. You want to throw your controller against the wall. That guy, can you elevate when the guys around you, an offensive line in Minnesota, struggled? Can you do this in Cleveland? To me, it's a lateral move. And you're going for – it's a lateral move, Mayfield for Cousins. Cousins is a more smooth thrower. Baker's a little more rigid. The tough guy, Baker Mayfield. I don't think you're actually growing your team. But if you're Kevin Stefanski, who knows Kirk Cousins, you may think you got it better. Yeah. I don't think the Cleveland Browns become a Super Bowl team any more now with Baker Mayfield than they are with Kirk Cousins.
This is a team I feel like is ripe for the taking. If the right quarterback in there. Now, I don't know about Kevin Stefanski. I don't know about his play calling. I don't know about that. I'm gonna base this off what the Mannings said when they did the game on Monday night. They were at times incredulous, like, you got to be kidding. Like, what? Why do you have your tight end in the backfield? Or, you know, there are certain moments.
Too cute.
Yeah. Yes. And here is the Mannings in real time are critiquing the play calling. Like, where's Nick Chubb in the first half? Like, they're saying the things that we would say, and these are Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I just think that this team has the makings of, you go back to the 2003 Red Sox. They had it. And you didn't know, but they did. And Cleveland feels like they're on the cusp of being a great team. But you got to get the right quarterback in there. And I don't think that quarterback is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Dan, I want to believe. I'll be the first to stand up and admit if I'm wrong. And like I said, I don't think he's – there's a difference, Dan, and between a guy and that guy. I think your feelings and a lot of people's are that Baker Mayfield's a guy. And you're looking for that guy. And it may be Deshaun Watson. It may be Russ Wilson. What if it's Aaron Rodgers? I don't know who that is, Dan. Those are so hard to find, but you're right. I look at the backfield. I look at with Jarvis Landry's right and the tight end core. I look at they've got Miles Garrett. They've got a great player at a lot of positions. And I talked to Troy Aikman about 3 days ago, and we're talking about building teams. But this is no secret, but when Troy says it or the Mannings say it, Dan, we're no longer in a time where the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Bears defense exists. We got good defenses. But if you don't have a guy who can do not only make the simple play consistently, but when it's the worst time and nut cutting time, and you got to make a throw into a coffee can sized window when you get hit in the mouth for 3 quarters, Cleveland may not have that guy right now. Some think they do. And that guy is hard to find. There's only one of those guys that's going to be available, Dan, but you're going to have to give up 7 assets to get him because his stock has risen, and that's Deshaun Watson. When the legal stuff goes away, somebody's going to pay 3 first-rounders and a 2nd-rounder or 2 and a 3rd-rounder. If the Cleveland Browns had Deshaun Watson, he's a top 5 or 6 player in the league, whether you like what's going on off the field, which you shouldn't. On the field, he's a player. And you're right, Dan. They are like about a handful of teams in this league, the 49ers, one cat away, and that cat usually is a guy who can load you up and carry you and say, doesn't matter who's around me, I'm going to get you to another level. Cleveland's still in search of right now.
Good to talk to you, buddy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Loved it. Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you, buddy. That's Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show and Sports Talk 790 in Houston. We'll take a break. We got our play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for quality investment opportunities, but finding those right projects to invest in can be a tall task. This is where Impeller takes the guesswork out of the equation. Impeller is a new online tool. It's spearheaded by Invest Puerto Rico that facilitates connections between investors and on-island projects looking for capital. That means you can discover innovative projects across all sectors: healthcare, tech, clean energy, visitor economies, commercial real estate. And Impeller is really easy to use. And you can find insights like financials, company background, leadership, performance. You know, you need to know these things to make informed decisions when investing in Puerto Rico. Investpr.org/Impeller. Go there and you can set up your account today. Then gain access to quality, innovative deals that are ripe for the taking. Invest Puerto Rico. Impeller is the smart move to make the most of your investment. Puerto Rico. Invest with Impeller. Powered by Invest Puerto Rico. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat: rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net, or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here we go. Far sideline. Half court left. 1.5 to go. Tie game at 105. To Barrett. One dribble. Right wing three for the win. Baker is good. He banked it in. Barrett banked it in. And the Knicks have won the ball game at the buzzer.
Knicks rally from 25 down. That's the team's largest comeback since 2004. That's courtesy of the Knicks radio network. RJ Barrett hit the game-winning three-pointer, completing the 25-point comeback against the Celtics. That's your play of the day, brought to you by the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes, where you can win your very own Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. To enter, get rules, go to danpatrick.com, and you have to do so by February 2nd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Seton is going to be driving the van out to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. He and the French kid are going to go out there. And then they might pick up some listeners along the way.
You never know.
Never know. Never know. All right, we'll decide on a poll question. Lucas in Texas joins us on the program. Hi, Lucas. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Good really morning. Enjoyed your recent interview with the Ringer on talking ESPN pickup basketball with Stuart Scott. Great stuff there.
All right.
Hey, wanted to kind of pick up the slack a little bit, do some work around the office, and offer up a couple poll questions for you guys. One is more of a target audience of one, really, for you, Dan, and they're both Antonio Brown related.
Okay.
If you could have an employee leave, maybe as kind of like a recent Danette has, where there's a long on-ramp and then kind of a meh whenever they leave, or would you rather have a disastrous event and you have to deal with fallout all after that? What kind of employee leaving would you rather have? Would you rather have a McLovin or an Antonio? And that's really for you. And then more for the nation and as a whole, I would offer this up. I would say Mike Evans has been around for two of the more interesting football players in the last decade. So if you guys could have snow beers out this afternoon and just hear stories of one of Mike Evans' teammates from Mike Evans himself, who would you rather hear? Antonio Brown these last couple years, or his time in college with Johnny Manziel before NIL was a thing? What would you rather hear about?
Thank you, Lucas. Definitely Johnny Manziel. Antonio Brown doesn't interest me. Johnny Manziel, there's a fascination there that he was in his own world and didn't realize that living in his own world and it was going to cost him his career because he was being Johnny Manziel. Instead of, you got to be the guy who is the grown-up in the room as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Hey, I got to go to Vegas. Well, you get caught up in that image. And Antonio Brown got caught up in that. It's easy to do. Happens in music, in Hollywood, happens in sports. You get caught up in it. And then all of a sudden, you're the one that's still caught up in it, and everybody else realizes you should really have a reality check here. And it took a long time for Johnny Manziel, because I remember saying on this show, and we tried to help him. You know, I tried to get some people in touch with him, and this was through some of the people who work with Johnny. And I remember Ryan Leaf wanted to help him and just talk to him. And he had all the answers. And I remember saying on the show, you're going to wake up one day and look around and go, what the hell happened? And that's exactly what played out. And Antonio Brown's going to do this as well. I've been doing this for 35 years, almost 40 years. I see this. They come and they go. Somebody gets star status. And then all of a sudden, they think they're more than what they are. Social media, the role that it plays now, that makes this so much more dangerous here. But what was the first one? Would I rather have somebody like McLovin leaving the show?
It was like, would you rather have somebody leave smoothly and there's not much many waves? Or would you rather have it be like a complete disaster and with tons of fallout like Antonio Brown? I don't know anybody who would choose the Antonio Brown way.
Why do I want to keep do you think Bruce Arians wants to go and hold a press conference and then hold another press conference to explain his role and what happened with Antonio Brown?
As opposed to just being like, all right, man, see you later, and moving on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky. You know, with McLovin, he was wonderful. I'm happy for him. Yes, Pauline?
Have you guys ever quit a job in a flamboyant fashion or a dramatic fashion? The old walk-in or the just don't show up to work the next day? Even when in the old days, like, you ever have a dramatic job quitting?
Well, I did with ESPN.
But you thought it out. It wasn't a reactionary move. I mean, to some point, you gave it thought for a few months.
But it created waves.
Yes.
It created news. And then there were things that were said and, you know, battle lines were drawn. And, you know, it was just, I 18 years, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to leave your offer. And then all of a sudden it was next day, ESPN fires Dan Patrick. And I went, they didn't fire me. But, you know, this was in one of the newspapers in New York. And if you pick up his show as an ESPN affiliate, we're going to drop you as an ESPN affiliate. I'm like, wow, okay. So it did. I went in and just said, hey, thank you, but you can't just leave. Like, you don't leave ESPN, at least at the time. Like, we decide who leaves, not you. But, you know, and then I took off my shirt. You guys remember that when I took off.
Absolutely.
In the parking lot?
Yep. Took off my shirt. And I danced around a little bit.
Linda Cohen was trying to calm you down.
I know, as only she could. Yep. But nope, I was done. Yes, Tom.
I never quit in dramatic fashion, but I did almost get fired in a semi-dramatic fashion in that I was working as a camp counselor as a teenager, and I was working specifically in the candy store, and I didn't like the prices at all, and I thought they were outrageously expensive, and there was pizza that we were feeding the kids that said specifically do not microwave, and that was the only way we had to heat up the pizza was with a microwave. So I started kind of altering the prices a little bit for, you know, some of these kids, like they only have 8 cents for a lollipop and he wants me to charge $1.50 for it, and it got back to the boss that I was just kind of making my own prices so these kids would be able to afford the snacks. And did not go well.
That is gutsy for you.
That's basically stealing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't give away anything for free, but if some cute kid comes up to me and is starving and didn't like the lunch at camp and wants a slice of pizza that's $4 that we're cooking it though in an unhealthy way and kid only has like $1.20.
I don't know if they were starving. Yeah.
Whatever it is,
high-end summer camp.
Significantly altered the prices. They go, you're selling pizza for 55 cents when it's supposed to be like $2? Yeah. He just wants a lollipop. I'm not going to charge him $2. You know, like, yeah, I have this. Oh, 13 cents. That's exactly what it costs.
And you got fired as a camp counselor?
Because... I was threatened to be fired.
Oh, threatened.
And he was a principal at my mom's school, and my mom was working at. So now he's threatening my mother's job because of what I was doing at his camp. This guy was a bad guy.
Wow. Man. Going after mom.
You can't give away food for like 20 cents. You're supposed to charge $1.50. What are you doing?
These kids are starving at this high-end sleepaway camp.
Terrible.
Mom pulls up the Mercedes.
Yeah.
That man saved me 20 cents.
All righty. We still didn't settle on a poll question. We'll try to do that coming up next hour. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. It's a Meat Friday. Seton, Pauly, Fritzy, and yours truly. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item, we close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security. Just because you listen to the program, you get an award. 20% off their award-winning home security. And your first month is free when you sign up for the interactive monitoring service. Now, what are you going to get? Simply Safe, best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. Customize your system for your home online in minutes, then it's delivered right to your doorstep. Then you're going to get free custom recommendations if you need them. No long-term contracts or commitments. No pushy salespeople. It's really easy to start feeling a little bit more peace of mind in the new year. They have everything you need. Sensors, cameras, everything. Depending on what you want, what you need. But take 20% off your Simply Safe home security system because you listen to the program. First month is free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com for 20% off your entire system.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.